Hour before going outside, take an over-the-counter antihistamine. It's also a good idea to change your pillowcase and take a shower before bedtime.
I'm Jill Woodward from the Medicine Shop in Wood River, Illinois. Come visit us at 901 East Edwardsville Road across from the Hit and Run.
Come visit John and Patty Zuzak at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Stephenson, Missouri on Gravois.
I'm Justin Jemis, owner of the Medicine Shop in St. Charles. Come visit us for superior customer service, including free delivery of your prescriptions in and around St. Charles.
Spring is upon us, and RTP has the mower you need. Great deals on Husqvarna, Spartan, and Alto zero-turn mowers. Check out the RTP Summer Package. Buy any select Husqvarna or Alto zero-turn mowers, and RTP will include free a Myron Mixon smoker, a $600 savings. All smokers must go to make room for yet more Yeti coolers. Everything you need for the summer is at RTP in Valley Park. Husqvarna mowers, Yeti coolers, and a free Myron Mixon smoker. RTP, the highest quality specialized equipment and products for the outdoorsman. RedexumTurfProducts.com. St. Louis, are you ready to play?
Ow. Honey, are you okay?
No. I just don't know how to get all of these home projects done in just a weekend.
Let's call Handyman Connection.
Handyman Connection?
Steve and Dana called them to get some work done on their home, and they raved about them.
Really?
Handyman Connection was there right away. They did the work professionally, and Steve said he has time to play golf now.
What's that number?
Call Handyman Connection at 636-305-7300 or Google Handyman Connection and get the job done right.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Pool owners, never have an algae problem again. Clearpool USA has an eco-friendly, non-chemical mineral algicide cylinder you just drop in your pump basket. It will eliminate the need for shock, chemical algicides, and clarifiers while reducing your chlorine costs up to 75%. Clearpool USA also has a water purification system with NASA technology that kills algae and harmful bacteria for municipal pools, aquatic centers, water parks, and industrial applications. Go to clearpoolusa.com or call 618-698-3343. That's clearpoolusa.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show. Tune in Saturdays at 3 o'clock where we will empower you to overcome health issues. Find Superior Health with Superior Healthcare.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
menstrual cramps
from it. So get
Well, good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to the June 1st edition of Pinion Playhouse, brought to you by a brand new sponsor. I know, what's happening?
Woohoo!
Maybe they're waking up out there, those people who are tired of wasting advertising dollars. I am proud to announce the very first day for Gateway Lock and Security. We live in a crazy, weird, and dangerous world. We do. And I'm not paranoid, but I'm a realist. We're going to talk about security and about Gateway Lock and Security after this.
Hey!
All right. At the control board It's and you'd love to go to Gateway and see these cameras and surveillance.
Oh, sure.
You're kind of, you know, you're on a control board.
Sure.
Kind of technical. Eon the Peon, that's his name. Control board operation is his game. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
That's right.
And if you would like to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, it would be a good idea to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason. For their phone number
now, some
and more.
People cannot sit down. They have like a back issue.
Sure.
You can stand. If you're unable to sit, they'll let you stand.
Absolutely. They're not going to force you
there you
to
go.
Sit down. Yes. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. He's the bass player with Reptile Dysfunction. Oh, wait, you didn't take
no.
that name, did you? And he's a lot of things. Dan, how's it going? He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Did I say that?
Yes.
How's it going, Dan?
Great. It's the Southside Johnny Man, by the way. And hi, everybody.
Bibi Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Red Boy, I was trying to talk to Red Boy about Gateway Lock and Security, and he says, I don't need any of that. He has a system to protect his family, and he made it himself. You know what a mouse trap looks like?
Right.
It's a giant, like a huge piece of plywood with a giant spring-loaded thing on it. And he says that if a bad person comes near his house, he actually kind of entices them and lures them in, and he puts a giant piece of, what do you put on there?
Cheese
on it, and then when they go for it, it claps just like it does a mouse.
Wow.
It breaks their neck. I don't think that's, you might want to, yeah, that's not the best I've ever heard. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. I used to love that game, Mousetrap.
I don't know if your kids probably had it.
It was a very convoluted
game. Yeah.
It was a board game, but the middle of it had, it was almost like one of those...
like a cup with a
one of those.
Cage.
I can't think of the machines where, like, a step by step, where a ball go down a ramp, knock something else into something.
Rube Goldberg.
Yes, Rube Goldberg machine. It was kind of like that, and that was the point of the game, is to try to catch the mouse at the end of this thing. But it was always impossible to set up.
The commercials would always, and that it would the little ball would go down, and then that trap would go down on the mouse, and everybody would yell, "Mouse trap!"
That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. We just lost Gateway. I just got a
Honda,
call. We lost
Honda
them already.
Gateway.
Lost the sponsor.
Yeah. About the,
and because it was because of your story. They said, that story, we're out.
Oh, really?
I'm kidding. So, let's talk a little bit, folks, about security and safety and all that. I am not paranoid, and I don't think that I'm a realist. And you people who walk around and sit in your homes and your businesses and you don't have proper security, I think you're naive. And I think you are ripe for the picking. And I do, I want to say, I was going to say, I don't mean to scare you, but I do. Security is a big deal and is more important than it's ever been in my life. Watch the news. All you have to do is watch the news. And on the news, what you might see is some of this grainy, still to this day, some of these places have that grainy, hard to make out. You know, there'll be a store or a business, and they'll go, well, if anybody recognizes this man, well, nobody's going to recognize him because it's crappy equipment. It's outdated old technology. Gateway Lock and Security is in the business of security. And a big part of their business is surveillance cameras. Now, I don't know, and I know you can go online and get a camera and hook it up yourself. I'm talking about cream of the crop, top of the line, ultra high def. There's high definition, there's ultra high def. The kind of cameras that Gateway will put in homes or businesses, and a lot of their work is businesses because security is, I mean, everything, is ultra high def, which means, let's say you came home or you opened your business and you could tell, uh-oh, somebody's been in here. Well, the old, let's get a detective and see if he can find some clues to see who it was. Those days are over. You know what? All you do, you go back and you look at the video that was recorded on a hard drive, and boom, there they are, coming in the door, doing whatever they're doing, because when you put multiple cameras around, my sons are in the restaurant business. When they first showed me the surveillance system, and it's very much like the stuff we're talking about that Gateway does, I was blown away by it. The quality is so clear. They can zoom in on a nose hair. I mean, there's no question who it is. The picture's crystal clear. And you hand that over to the cops, and boom, somebody's going to jail. You can access it remotely. You can pick up, and I don't, look, I'm not an expert. I'm not Jose Hernandez. I don't know the technical side of any of this, but I'm a huge fan of today's technology and a big believer in the best security that you can afford. And don't shortchange this and go, well, I don't want to spend this amount of money. Really, it's going to cost you a whole lot more when somebody's life is taken or your business is burned to the ground or robbed or trashed or whatever, and you don't ever find out who did. That would keep me awake at night wondering who did that. Now, the owner, this is a family business, Gateway Lock and Security, and the owner told me a great story. He said that he had a package delivered. It was by FedEx or UPS or whatever, and when he opened it, it was just broken in a million pieces. Now, he wondered, was his ship broken? So he goes back and checks his home, because obviously this guy has the best of the best. He went back, and crystal clear, there's the delivery guy throwing the package
I've seen a lot of those videos on.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a lot about this. And I'm talking to those of you who have businesses, those of you who have homes. This is not your little rinky-dink sort of, we'll put in, it's an alarm system, and then there'll be a monitoring place, and they'll call. We're not talking about that. We're talking about high-tech surveillance cameras that in some cases, a real criminal who even knows what he's looking up at will run. They're not about to get into this. It's too sophisticated, and they're not going to get away with this. And the fact that you can take your phone and at any time check inside, outside, various angles. Here's the other thing they do at Gateway. They do proximity card reader systems where you use a fob or a card to access your building. They do keypad entry systems, master key systems. They'll rekey all your locks. Please don't call them and say, can you make another key for my front door? They're not in the key making business for one key. Go to Lowe's and do that, or Home Depot. They have a machine. It's real easy. They're way past that. They've been around since 1960. Yes, there was a time when they were more in the locksmith business. Gateway Lock and Security. I want you to remember that name. And if you can't, and if you're interested at all in security, when they offer free professional security consultation at your home or your office. And I want to thank whoever it is. I talked to them this morning. They've already had business from my mentioning last week that they'd be coming on the air this week. We haven't even done a commercial yet. And they're already out putting together a surveillance camera job for a guy who has a business who heard me mention them, and he's going to be very, very happy. He's going to be real happy with what he ends up with. Gateway Lock and Security. They are, well, they have a website, and it's easy. It's gatewaylockandsecurity.com. But if you can't remember it, and you go, this sounded good. We really are interested in surveillance cameras or in the key card readers or whatever, then you can go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and you know the drill. They're listed there. It's all alphabetical. Link you right to their site. We welcome a terrific family business, Gateway Lock and Security. This is kind of an odd observation, maybe, but maybe not. I saw a guy 2 days ago with a titanium leg. And I think we've actually gotten to the point where that's not such an unusual sight anymore. No. Unfortunately, thanks to Afghanistan and Iraq, we have, over the last decade, seen more prosthetic limbs than we've seen. When you're a kid and you saw somebody with an artificial or prosthetic, you would, it's kind of frightening.
Yeah.
The good news, I guess, for those people who wear them is you don't scare us now. We get it. We get it. We know what it is, and it's not so foreign to us anymore.
I had a cousin. This is when I was a kid, and they always said he has a wooden leg.
Oh, no. Our principal had a wooden leg. And I think it was actually wood.
Yeah, I think it was, too. And you couldn't tell. They said, and you can't even tell when he walks. But he never wore shorts, never showed anybody or anything like that. But
I like it that these guys, these soldiers, wear shorts. Mm-hmm. And they show them. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's we all need to see that and see what it is they've gone through and what they've been able to accomplish with those things. I had a distant cousin. He was an old guy. And he was like 80, and I'm a teenager. And he came to our house. I only saw him twice in my whole life. One of those relatives, you know, those people that you never see. But
yeah.
And he had a, like you said, it was more like a plastic hand. It was, and it creeped me out. It was like a mannequin hand. It didn't move or anything. It was just like a mannequin hand. So that when he'd walk around, it looked sort of like he had a hand. And then he took it off. I'm like 15. And he took it off and he said he doesn't like it because it itches. But when you're a kid, it creeps you out.
Oh, I know.
What else did I? Oh, Dr. Doug talked to that lady about brushing dogs' teeth. Look, I've said this before. I don't know when, and look, don't email me and tell me. I know all about the health benefits, but when I was a kid, we had a dog. We never brushed that dog's teeth. It chewed bones. That's how it brushed its teeth. It chewed on stuff. And we never did any of this stuff people do anymore. And the dog was born under a barn. He wasn't bred by somebody at some breeding thing. It was a great dog. A great dog. And we played outside and inside. And that dog, we never... If anybody had said, did you brush your dog's teeth? My dad would have said, what in the world are you talking about? Are you crazy? We didn't brush his teeth. And I think the dog died with all his teeth. He was fine. Actually, a sad story. He got eaten and killed by another dog.
The dog?
A mean German shepherd killed our dog and sort of half ate him.
Oh.
I can't talk about it anymore.
Wow.
It's too painful. Bonus joke. You want a quick one?
Sure.
Did you hear about the old, old pirate who walked around and all he did was walk around telling everybody his age? I'm 80. I'm 80. Get it? Yeah, I'm 80. I'm 80. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. That's why it's a bonus.
It's kind of like a Halloween joke, too.
Kind of. It is. Yeah. It is a good Halloween joke. Yeah. Kids, mark that down as a Halloween joke. A bit of good news. Guy hit in the leg during a shootout with carjackers near Bush. What's going on in downtown St. Louis? What is this?
I don't know.
All of a sudden. What's, are we Detroit? What is this? So he's near Bush Stadium, and somebody tries to carjack him. Here's the good news, and we need more of this. The victim had his own gun and shoots the carjacker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're talking. That's all. That's all I say. We need more of that. Jan Crouch is dead. I'm not sad. Paul Crouch, her husband, died a couple of years ago. These are TBN people. One of my, I don't have any hobbies, but one of the things I like to do occasionally, my wife can't stand it, is I just surf all the religious channels and all the evangelists. No, I do. And I'll sit
her,
up for two or three hours in disbelief what I'm looking for. Mm. A guy puts his hand on somebody's forehead and they fall backwards and all of a sudden they can hear and it's all complete crap. But enough people buy into it that these people are wealthy. And Jan and Paul Crouch, and she just died, 78, good riddance, goodbye. A former employee named Troy Clements, this is for all you TBN people who really buy into this, that they're doing the Lord's work. They're doing their own work for their own personal gain and wealth. And he's the former executive director of the Holy Land Experience. This is kind of like the thing Jim Baker did where he oversold it.
Yeah.
So the Holy Land Experience... said when employees question decisions like remodeling the cafe three times in 6 weeks, Jan Crouch said, no one's told me for 30 years no, and you're not going to tell me no now. We'll do what we want. And then the personnel director at Holy Land said that he resigned because working for her was just unbearable. They started remodeling this Holy Land Experience. She rented adjacent rooms in the deluxe Lowe's Portofino Bay Hotel in Orlando. Get this. One of the rooms was for her. The other one was for her two dogs. And for 2 years, she paid this outrageous rent on this room for her dogs, her Maltese dogs, and a place to put their clothes.
Oh.
A high-end five-star restaurant. That's where your money goes, folks. When you send your money into these scumbags, that's where it goes.
And she wore a ton of makeup.
Oh, like, my! She was Tammy Faye Baker times, too.
Yeah.
Purple hair and that horrible mascara makeup. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was horrible. This is a freaky story. There's a kid in India. He's 1 year old. He has pubic hair and sexual urges, and he has a rare hormonal condition. We need to get this kid to MD Health and Wellness.
Oh.
He needs a hormonal balance thing. The little boy's name is Akash. He has the testosterone level of a 25-year-old.
Whoa.
He's one.
Wow.
He has adult-sized genitals.
Whoa.
Facial and body hair. He can shave at one.
Wow.
Can you imagine Archie with a penis bigger than yours? I touched the nerve. I touched the nerve.
Look at
it. Holy cow. His genitals, it says, were growing abnormally big. The rest of his body was small. They took him to the doctor. They ran some tests. A rare condition.
That's what happened with me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now, check this out. In the same article, they make reference to the youngest mother on record, Lena Medina, in Peru, in 1939, gave birth, get ready, at the age of five.
Five?
Yes. Oh. 5 years and 7 months.
Wow.
How about that? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Thank you to the two people who emailed me with two great jokes that I have not told for quite a while. This is one. There's a woman, and she's very attractive. She's about 35, and she's a young widow. Her husband dies of a massive heart attack. They have a ranch, and he just worked himself to death, and she's 35, and she's really good looking, but she can't run a ranch on her own. So the people in this small town, they know her situation, and the sheriff comes by one day, and he says, you know, Amy, he says, I know what you're going through here, and I'm sorry to hear about Bud, and I know there's no way you can keep up this ranch on your own, and I have a suggestion. He said, we've got a program at the jail. It's a prisoner release, work release program, and I got a guy. He's a strapping young man, and he's an armed robber. But I do believe that he's turning his life around, and if you'd be willing, I can let you meet him. I think having him come out here on a work release program, he could live in the bunkhouse. He could do a lot of work here for you. It wouldn't cost you anything. It's part of his jail time. She said, I don't know about a strange man being around. He said, would you just meet him? So the sheriff the next day brings this guy out, and he's a good-looking, big, strong. Oh, man.
Wow.
And you know, a woman, she's a widow, but she's been a widow now for a few weeks, and she has urges, and she can't help but notice how good-looking this guy is. And she says, well, you know, sheriff, I could use a hired hand around here. We'll give this a try. So the sheriff says, well, now here's the way this works. On work release, he'll work for you and he'll sleep here. On weekends, he's allowed to go into town for the weekend, but you set the curfew. You set the rules. He works for you. She says, I understand. Sheriff leaves. She says, well, why don't you, you know, take your stuff on over to the bunkhouse and come back over here and we'll talk about the chores that need to be done. He says, yes, ma'am. He's very polite. He works there for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks and never has taken any weekend time off. He just works straight through 7 days a week. So she calls him in one day, and he's got his shirt off. He's been out there working, and that sweat's dripping down the six-pack abs. And she says, you know, you're doing a real good job here. He says, thank you, ma'am. She says, you deserve to go into town. The sheriff said that you got that coming. That's part of the deal, and I want you to take some weekend time. So Friday night when you finish your chores, you're going into town. You have a good time. You have a good time. But I want you back here. I don't care if you go out Saturday night, but whatever night you go out, Friday, Saturday, or both, I want you here back on this ranch by midnight. He says, yes, ma'am, I understand. So Friday night after the chores, she sees him leave and go into town. Lets him use the old truck they have there on the ranch. So that night he's gone, and she's sitting there alone on Friday night, and she's thinking, all she can think about is him, this strapping jailbird ranch hand, good-looking, strong guy, gone into town. She's thinking about him and thinking about him. All of a sudden she realizes it's 12:30. He's not back. Curfew's 12. 1 o'clock. He's still gone. 1:30. And the more she thinks about him, the madder she gets, and the more worked up she gets. 2 o'clock in the morning, here he comes onto the ranch. She sees him pull in as he gets out of the truck. She said, Luke, come in here. He goes, ma'am, I'm, she says, no, don't talk. Just come in here. He walks in. She says, we had an arrangement. You were to be back at midnight. But no, you went into town. You stayed till 2 o'clock in the morning. You come over here when I'm talking to you. He says, yes, ma'am. She says, no, come closer. He says, yes, ma'am. And she looks at him, stares at him, looks in his eyes. She says, you know what I want you to do right now? He says, what? She says, I want you to unbutton my blouse. You children might want to tune away right now. So he does. She says, now, Luke, I want you to just slowly remove my blouse. So he does. She says, now, I want you to reach around and unhook my bra. And he does. She says, now, just remove it slowly. And he does. She says, now, unzip my skirt. He does. She said, slide it down. Now, pull my panties down and off. He does. She looked him in the eye and she says, now listen to me. If I ever catch you wearing my clothes again, you will go back to jail.
Meet me. All right. I think that happened to Tim Weiland one night last week right. when he came home. His wife said, Tim, come here.
Take my clothes off.
Yeah. Here's Tim Weiland with a look at traffic.
All right, Dan, they have cleared the accident on eastbound 70 before Highway 270. That traffic is pretty well thinned out. You still have a little bit heavy from Highway 270 in through Lindbergh. They've also cleared the crash that was on westbound 44 at Big Bend. Traffic, though, is still slow to stop and go from Jefferson all the way through Elm. They are still working with the accident on northbound 255 at Route 15. Look for a pretty good backup there. Southbound 55, it's slow from downtown till you get to about Loughborough, and then it's stop and go down through Rivas Barracks. Southbound 270, still pretty solid between Dorset down through Graboy. And if you're traveling westbound 40, you're slowing now from Compton out through McCausland. You're slow again from, Lake St. Louis Boulevard out through Highway 70. This traffic report is brought to you by Accountemps. Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? Accountemps Salaried Professional Service may be the solution. Visit Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Football.
You all know what you have to do.
To some, it's more important than life itself.
Remember, no one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around. This is your game now, gentlemen. And for you seniors, it's your last one, so make it count. Because you'll remember it for the rest of your lives. Let's get them.
If you thought football has left town, think again. Mizzou football is here. In every pass, every play, right here on KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Your basement's always wet and damp. Your foundation is cracked too. Call Woods Basement Systems. We'll fix that basement for you.
If you have a wet basement, foundation, or crawl space problem, you are not alone. Woods Basement Systems has repaired problems like these for 30 years. We raise sunken patios. We straighten bowing basement walls. We seal inefficient dirt crawl spaces and stop leaking basements. We remodel and finished basements too. Call 866-581-1081 for your free estimate today. That's 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Find us online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 1-800-809-799. 1-800-809-7963 now. That's 1-800-809-7963 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 1-800-809-7963 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-809-7963. 1-800-809-7963.
It's freezing cold one day, torrential downpour of rain the next day, and then the next day, it's sunny and 75. St. Louis has weather, and that wreaks all sorts of havoc on your HVAC, and that's why you need to know about Gelmish & Sons. It's a heating and cooling company that's been around since 1950. They'll come out any make, any model, and make sure your HVAC is working in peak condition because you want that unit to last as long as possible. And the best way to do that is to make sure Gelmish & Sons has it running in peak condition. Now, if you need a new system, Gelmish & Sons will install a Lennox system. That is the gold standard. Both an air conditioner and a furnace installed with Gelmish & Sons for $28.95. Gelmish & Sons has been around since 1950. Family run and family operated all these many years. And in St. Louis, we need to stick together these days. So for all of your heating and cooling needs, Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com. Input your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
This is Whitey Herzog with Hoper's Pest and Animal Solutions with my good friend Jeff Hoper. I've known Jeff for 25 years, and I want to tell you, he's the greatest bull hunter I've ever known. He's taken my yard with all the pests around my swimming pool, and I've never had a problem. So if you have a problem, call Hoper's at 314-544-7378. That's 314-544-PEST.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
The recent hailstorm that blew through the area caused tremendous damage. If your home sustained damage or if you think your home may have been damaged, contact Fifth Generation Services today at 636-797-4700. Fifth Generation Services can get the process of roof replacement started quickly and efficiently. Again, if your home sustained damage from the recent hailstorm, call Fifth Generation Services at 636-797-4700 or online at 5gstl.com.
Ask yourself the following question. How healthy are you? Living a healthy lifestyle free from illness and poor medical conditions is not as hard as you think. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., listen to Naturally Speaking from the Institute of Natural Health. You'll learn how to achieve wellness naturally by putting the focus on the person, not the condition. There really is a better way to live. Listen to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim.
I'm John.
It's the Inside Out Show.
John Shea and Jim McMillan will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
But they will be live on the air from 11 to 1 at the American Eagle Credit Union location in St. Louis Hills at 6600 Chippewa this Saturday.
So we are on the air.
Eddie the Eagle will be there along with great food, prize drawings, and great rates on auto loans. Join the Inside Out Show on location this Saturday at American Eagle Credit Union, 6600 Chippewa in St. Louis Hills.
Stop by and say hi to Jim and I.
It's Jim and me. not to Jim and I. It's Jim and me. How many times? Okay. Mike Evans on the way. We're up against it. We're on a short leash today, so he'll be here in about a minute. My job now is to tell you, as it has been for about 19 years, about Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Here's a little rule of thumb for you. If you're going to remodel your kitchen and do it right, where it's the ideal, perfect kitchen for you, rule of thumb, 10 to 20% of the value of your house. So if you have a $200,000 house, 20 to 40, let's say $30,000 for that just killer kitchen. $300,000, you get the idea, $60,000. Okay. 30 to 60. Thompson Price is in the business of completely remodeling kitchens and bathrooms. Not a $5,000 kitchen, not some sort of those that puts themselves together, make it look like it's been, no. It's total and complete remodeling. And here's what you're going to end up with. You're going to end up with perfection because they are perfectionists. And you're going to end up with a kitchen that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world except in your house because it was custom built for you and your family. And they're very good at this, and they've done this for a long time. And Mr. Price is in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame, and there is such a thing. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to. And quite frankly, you don't need to talk to anybody else. It can be the only company, because that's more than likely who you're going to end up with. Showroom is in De Pere, less than a mile from 270, east of 270. Next to McAllister's Deli, in De Pere, in a beautiful shopping center there. Be sure to stop by, take a look around, tell them your AM and the PM, or you can go to their website, thompsonprice.com. And I'm not going to let him sing very long because we are way, way, way late. We're going to Southern California. Check with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. They sell thousands of gift cards a year because everybody loves receiving a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Folks, here he is, Mike Evans. Just jump on in.
Pop quiz question. One final memorial remembrance, and it's our pop quiz question. Name the name of the senior star whose plane was shot down, enemy fire, parachuted into the Pacific Ocean, swam 5 miles to land, being stung by over 100 jellyfish.
Ooh.
Tony Bennett, Kirk Douglas, Jack Nicholson, or Clint Eastwood? Answer in just a minute. Odds and ends is
it true
that Prince had planned to do Coachella next year.
Ooh.
Coachella. Richard Gere and George Clooney both met with the Pope this week, which is weird since I thought George Clooney thought that he was God, and Gere, of course, was a Buddhist. I wonder if the Pope asked Richard Gere about the gerbil incident.
I doubt it.
Probably not. Cleveland and Philadelphia are hosting the two national political conventions and have asked the feds for millions of dollars for added security and are training their National Guard for potential riots as we speak.
Oh, boy.
8 years ago, let me reframe that. For eight years, Michael Jackson had a torrid affair with a girl named Shauna Madigal. And it was kept highly secret. Now she's writing a book called Michael Me, and Michael's best friend and personal assistant for 25 years, Scott Schaefer, confirms they were the real deal. They dated for 8 years, and nobody knew about it. Said that he's told her he's thrilled that she's writing a book, and we're all going to learn a lot more about Michael Jackson.
Well, the shocker for me is that he was with a girl.
With a girl.
Yeah. An adult.
Next big biopic has got green-lighted, Mary Pickford's story. I think that'd be kind of good, Mary Pickford. Funniest, strangest, most entertaining documentary you'll ever see, Wiener. As in Anthony Wiener. Cameras follow him everywhere he goes, and he's oblivious. 88 minutes, Wiener just self-destructs, makes a fool out of himself. That doesn't even seem, he seems clueless to the whole thing. Absolutely hilarious. Wiener for stars.
I'd watch that.
Morgan Freeman is 79 today. Rolling Stones' Ron Wood is 69 today, and yesterday he was the father of new twins.
Oh. Shut up. Shut up to 69 laughing.
Wow. He had twin babies yesterday with his 30-year-old wife.
Oh.
He's 69 years old, and he's still shooting live ammo.
There we go.
Happy June! And finally.
Oh, look at that pro. What a pro. What a pro.
Name the name of the old star who, during the war, was shot down, landed in the ocean after parachuting, swam 5 miles, was stung 100 times by jellyfish, and he lives. Tony Bennett, Kirk Douglas, Jack Nicholson, Clint Eastwood.
Kirk Douglas.
Tony Curtis.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett.
What the hell happened here?
Well, I'm going to say Tony Bennett.
Well, I'm going to say Clint Eastwood.
No, nobody got it.
Wow.
All around it. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Two terrific places. Same proprietor, Mr. Sainert, next door to each other. Very soon, I'll be dining there with our generous high bidder for St. Jude through Window World. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse. Gift card's always a good idea. We're getting pretty high tech here. We got Gateway, Lock and Secure. We got Huber, IT. We're getting there. We're talking the talk. Can't walk the walk, though, because I don't know anything about IT, but I do know this. I know there are certain things that are very, very important when you're trying to run a competitive business or company or enterprise, and IT is one. For over 28 years, Huber, H-U-B-E-R, and Associates, has been working with companies and helping them solve problems using technology. They have clients all over the country. They can help you cut costs. They can help you increase productivity. They can give you the tools to optimize your IT infrastructure. It's a very reputable company, and they have, maybe an overstatement to say, saved a lot of businesses, but boy, they've sure given them a competitive edge. They're partners with you, essentially. Enable your employees to work faster and smarter. Who wouldn't want that? TeamHuber.com, T-E-A-M, TeamHuber, H-U-B-E-R.com is their website. And they'll take a look at your entire company's environment, not just hardware and software. They cover all kinds of things, from network to software to custom software. Cloud storage services, routers, switches, all that stuff I don't know anything about, but I know how important it is to a business. And the rest is up to you. TeamHuber.com, Huber and Associates. I know, you're in the car, okay? When you get home, tomorrow, whatever, go to FrankOpinion.com, sponsors, just like all the terrific people who pay for the show. They're listed there, and we're proud to have them. Huber, H-U-B-E-R, Huber and Associates.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Jim Weiland.
Yeah, it's still pretty heavy out there on most of the highways. We do have an accident on eastbound 44 at the Merrimack River Bridge, blocking the left lane, has you backed up to Bowles. They were still working with this accident on northbound. Well, it looks like they may have cleared the accident on northbound 255 at 15. It looks like traffic's starting to move get loose a little bit. If you're traveling northbound 170, you're slow from Midland up through Airport Road. On southbound 55, it's still running heavy from 4500 South Broadway through Rebus Barracks. It looks like we have southbound 141 slow between Big Bend and Highway 44. Westbound 70 heavy from Lindbergh out through the Earth City, out through 5th Street. And then you have westbound 370 that's slowing from 270 to the Earth City Expressway there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Think Staples when you have to move for low prices on a wide variety of packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs. Everything you need to move at the right price. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here tomorrow. We have no choice. Hope you'll be here with us. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.